Durka Durka. Durka Durka.
My childhood kicking the air, spinning, grabbing my crotch, trying to do the moonwalk. The undeniable king of pop. That was Michael Jackson with Blood on the Dance Floor. From the Blood on the Dance Floor history in the Mix album released in 1997. Aha. I remember the summer he died. It was a bittersweet wave of sadness across the world. In a way, it was beautiful. You know, everywhere you went, you heard Michael Jackson. Madre mía. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radio Lora 97.5. Welcome to the Durka Shuffle. We're going to hear some lovely tunes that are ideal for hitting the road this evening. Drive, 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 baby. Let's keep up the pace and energy of the first track and keep on trucking. I Drink Alone by George Thorogood.
Mm-hmm. something for breakfast. I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need, 'cause I drink alone. Yeah. From a terrible dream, so I called up my pal Jack Daniel and his partner Jimmy Beam, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by party, but I stayed home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by so bad. The only one who will hang out with me is my dear old granddad, and we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, you know when I drink alone.
I drink alone, I drink alone. George Thorogood from the 1985 Maverick album. Of course, drinking, being drunk behind the wheel isn't a very good idea. Well, it's a terrible idea. It's certainly a lot of fun, but it's a terrible idea. Of course, I guess the laws around that and wearing seatbelts for that matter were a lot more relaxed back in the days. We do have an overpopulation problem in the world, however, so maybe certain dangerous behaviors should be allowed again, which would inevitably result in filtering out some of the idiots of the world. But then again, it would probably lead to a bunch of innocent deaths. No, no. No, stupid idea. I take back everything I said on the matter. We need safety laws. Yes. Now, on to a band that has absolutely blown me away at their recent album release concert in St. Gallen. Worries and Other Plants with Rainbows.
Thank you.
frontman Dio producing and recording his entire first album at home during the pandemic, to putting together an amazing band, them playing at the Montreux Jazz Festival last summer, and playing a magnificent, completely sold-out album release show in St. Gallen last month that was Rainbows by Worries and Other Plants. I am a concert junkie and absolutely love being taken on a journey by the band, but what Worries and Other Plants pulled off was simply magical. They completely mesmerized the audience and left us flabbergasted, to say the least. Their album, their latest album, Travel in Cycles, is available on all platforms. Buy their merch, see their shows, support good music, people. Let's slow things down a bit. It's gonna get a bit emotional for a moment. Here is Bob Seger with Against the Wind.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Searching
Bob Seger with Against the Wind. That was from Bob Seger's 11th album, also titled Against the Wind. This one was a personal choice. I just went through a death in the family. Goodbye, Grandma. And for some reason, this track is a great soother in times of sorrow. I suppose it makes sense, since the song, in part, is about memories, relationships, and, well, growing old. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, we rarely stop to think about such things like age, and mortality. But what's the right formula? Think about the end the whole time, or stick your head in the sand and what? Keep busy? I try to keep things in a healthy middle. Keep moving forward, keep doing new stuff, and look in the mirror every morning and say, you're gonna die. That's definitely healthy. And on we go, Monophonics with Holding Back Your Love.
Why?
from their Sound of Sinning album from 2015. That was the Monophonics with Holding Back Your Love. I love this band. I wish they would come to this part of the globe, but no, America only. And if I'm being perfectly honest, the US is not exactly high on my list of places I want to visit, especially with Captain Orange Face taking the helm again. That should be a wild ride. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio Lora 97.5. This is the Durka Shuffle, and today is December the 5th. And on this day, in 1914, the Imperial Trans-Antarctic Expedition began their first attempt in crossing Antarctica by land. Isn't that nuts? Just 110 years ago, it was considered a daredevil mission to cross the icy lands, and now we're working on rockets that can go to space and re-enter Earth's atmosphere. I wonder where we'll be in the next 110 years. Maybe all gone, who knows? Nah, we're definitely taking Mars, that's for sure. For now, let's get back to an awesome track from 1991, Date Rape by Sublime.
About an hour ago, sitting in the corner by herself, in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise and she looked through the door, and saw a man she never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door, and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. My brand new car is parked right outside, how'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then left and got into his car, and they drove away someplace from far. Now babe, the time has come, how'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Come on babe, it's your lucky day, shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid. Takes it in the behind. She didn't want to, she didn't want to, she didn't want to, she didn't want to take it.
From their debut album, 40 Ounce to Freedom in 1991, that was Date Rape by Sublime. In the grand scheme of things, the song is about being kind to one another. In other words, if you're an asshole to people, you can expect the universe to equalize things. I suppose I do believe in karma, to some extent. It is a bit of a vindictive way of looking at things too, though, isn't it? If you do bad things will happen to you. The same goes for good, of course, as well. Then again, why do you also see people get away with so much shit? Maybe the universe is indeed random, and stuff just happens, you know?